For Pulse of the Palouse, I'm Lauren Marie. Eve Ensler's celebrated anti-gender-based violence play, The Vagina Monologues, will be presented for the 11th time this year at the Kenworthy Performing Arts Center in downtown Moscow. Director of the Women's Center at the University of Idaho, Heather Shea Gasser, says this year's primary spotlight campaign is called 1 Billion Rising.
The main thing about the play is that the final monologue is this 1 Billion Rising piece that Eve Ensler wrote for this year's production. And each year she writes a new spotlight piece, so that gives each year a different flavor and a completely different, you know, perspective. And this year's monologue is awesome. It's really great.
Gasser says there are events on campus throughout the week in conjunction with the theme of 1 Billion Rising.
But that plays out in a couple different ways. Throughout the week, we have a couple of events affiliated with 1 Billion Rising, including an exhibit in the Commons, as well as a special event at noon in the Commons food court on Thursday.
Gasser says last year, the Women's Center started a tradition to honor three local women as vagina warriors for their work on campus and in the community to address rape culture and help end sexual violence against women and girls.
One is a student, one is a faculty or staff member, and the other person is a community member. And each year we honor them. They actually receive a cape, like a super, you know, woman cape with a big V on the back.
Performances of the Vagina Monologues will take place at 7 p.m. starting tomorrow night and continuing the nights of February 15th and 16th. Gasser says ticket sales directly benefit local efforts to combat sexual and domestic abuse.
Each year, our ticket sales directly benefit the local Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Agency Alternatives to Violence of the Palouse, or ATVP, which is the only on-call 24-hour provider of services for, you know, victims of sexual assault and domestic violence on the Palouse. And it's really, really important. They rely heavily on, you know, groups like ours that do this kind of work. The other piece is that some of the funds will be retained in the Women's Center for our own programming. Each year we do the Take Back the Night March and Rally, which helps raise awareness among college students, as well as a couple of other programs. So it's a really important, you know, not only awesome event to attend, but gives money back to the local community.
Tickets are on sale now for $10 at the Women's Center at the University of Idaho, Safari Pearl, and Book People in downtown Moscow, and are available at the door for $15. For more information on this event, visit kenworthy.org. For Pulse of the Palouse, I'm Lauren Marie.